China's military appears to have successfully tested a new spacecraft. Last week's mission was shrouded in secrecy, but as NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, there are some clues about what China sent into space and why.
Last Friday, a Chinese rocket took off carrying a mysterious payload. A terse statement on state media said it was, quote, a reusable experimental spacecraft.
But they didn't give a launch time. They didn't give any more details. No real official footage of the launch.
Jonathan McDallas, an astronomer at the Center for Astrophysics, Harvard and Smithsonian, who specializes in tracking satellites and spacecraft orbiting the Earth. When he plotted the course of China's new craft, he found that it passed over a secretive military facility, an area called Lop Nur, where China once tested its nuclear weapons.
There's an airbase there which has a big runway that's aligned exactly in the direction of the orbit of the spacecraft.
On Sunday, China announced its new spacecraft had landed. Sure enough, fuzzy satellite images snapped by a commercial company called Planet seemed to show activity on the giant runway right at the moment the landing would have occurred. McDowell says that the evidence is circumstantial, but he believes China has just tested a space plane. Think of it as a little space shuttle, a craft with wings, probably too small to carry people, that took off on a rocket and coasted back to Earth.
The information sort of all hangs together now that this was a test of something, probably a space plane, that made a winged reentry and landed on the runway at Lop Nur.
The U.S. Air Force has a similar spacecraft called the X-37B. It's been launching since 2010. So if that's what China tested, why now?
It's a great question. We're not even really sure why the United States military is pursuing a space plane like it's been doing for the last decade or so.
Brian Whedon studies space security issues with the Secure World Foundation. The U.S. X-37B program remains highly classified. Whedon says he believes it's being used to test new sensors and systems for the military.
Think about if you're building a brand new satellite and you've got a lot of fancy new technology that's never been in space before, that's potentially risky. But if you can fly some of that technology in space, let's say in the payload bay of a reusable space plane, that could allow you to get a better feel for how it might react.
McDowell says that space planes, which travel many times the speed of sound, could also potentially help with the development of so-called hypersonic weapons. But honestly, he thinks China could just be copying the U.S.
If the Americans have one of those, there must be a good reason for it, so we better get one too.
The landing of the space plane, or whatever it was, is just the latest success for China. McDowell says it recently completed its own satellite navigation system, it has a robotic mission going to Mars, and several probes on the moon.
China is firing on all thrusters in space and just really increasing its level of involvement and capabilities. And I think that this is just one more reflection of that.
Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.